Reflection, Trailblazer in China. This is written by Father Neil Collins. Charles Cullen was born in Dungiven, County Derry, Ireland, on April the 18th, 1896, and died suddenly in China on July 23, 1923. His father, also Charles, from Ballynockan, County Wicklow, taught in the Dungiven Boys' School from 1892. He married Mary Teresa O'Neill, a native of County Derry, on November the 9th, 1893, and they had two sons, James and Charles, before moving to Hilton, County Down, in 1897. 10 more children were born there. Young Charles studied in St. Columba's College, Derry, where his mother's first cousin, Walter O'Neill, was dean, and went to Ireland's National Seminary, Maynooth, in 1914 for the Diocese of Derry. And when Father Edward Garvin, the co-founder of St. Columba's Mission Society, arrived home from China in August of 1916, the Irish bishops gave him permission to recruit missionaries for China. Charles thought it was his duty to go where priests are most needed. And when the Columban Seminary, Dalgan Park, in Shrewell, County Mayo, opened on January 29, 1918, he was among the first group of 19 students. And when David Lloyd George, the then British Prime Minister, decided to introduce conscription in Ireland, the Irish bishops, meeting in Maynooth on April the 18th, 1918, opposed it. They rushed the ordination to all senior classes, including the Columbans, and Charles became a subdeacon on April the 26th, 1918, and a priest on June 9, 1921. The first group of Columbans went to China in 1920. Father Charles Cullen was in the second batch, and he and 10 others sailed from Kobe on September the 8th, 1921, on RMS Albania, arriving in Shanghai on December the 13th, 1921. The next morning, they were on the steamer Takwu on the Yangtze River, reaching Hanyang on Saturday, December 17. Charles described the Columban mission as being as big as the province of Munster, with a population of 5 million, 14,000 of them Christian, and 26 priests. Travel was not easy. Here, if you can't get a boat, you have to walk. But luckily, there are many waterways, and it's easy to get most of the way by boat. Yet, these travelled often at a rate of a mile per hour, so you can easily count on a week's journey up country. The new arrivals settled into houses at Bai Yai Tai, together with four Christian brothers, and began to study Chinese. In February, Charles left the comfort of Hanyang to travel to Ko Chai Zai, where he joined Father Richard Rannigan from Killa, County Down. It was a district of 1,200 square miles, and scattered in clumps are some 1,700 Christians, so you can see there is a big area and almost only one Christian to the square mile. And the people lived in villages. The church seated 400 people, and the priest's house had 5 rooms with a separate kitchen, and there were schools and a boarding house for 20 boys. Straight away, Charles told his mother of some of the hazards, white ants that went for the woodwork, and malaria. He planted sunflowers in their little garden, since they were supposed to prevent it. Bandits struck in April, carrying off 3 Catholic children and holding them for ransom. On another night, he stayed out until about 11:30 p.m., armed with a revolver that was lent to us and a big electric torchlight. His first task was to learn more Chinese, as neither he nor Father Rannigan knew enough to hear confessions. Sick calls might involve a hike of 15 miles. The normal practice was to bring your bed and a mass kit and stay overnight, but he preferred to return the same day. In June 1922, He took the place of the priest in Zandang Khao, which was surrounded by flooded rice fields and mosquitoes. He got malaria and was ordered down to Hanyang. And when I arrived, I looked pretty bad, but it wasn't serious. And now, after about 10 days, all traces of the illness have gone away. Towards the end of December, Father Galvin sent him to Tai Lin Miao to relieve Father John Dawson. He had an attack of dysentery, and on Father Dawson's return, he went to hospital in Hanyang. In July 1923, Father Rannigan was in Hanyang and Charles was alone. He complained of pains in his head and stomach but continued his work. On Friday, July 13, he said Mass as usual but didn't want to eat breakfast. And at about 5:30 p.m. he was found dead. Father Patrick J. O'Donoghue thought the cause was heart failure due to acute gastroenteritis. The people in Ko Chai Zai kept vigil over the body, and one man who was not a Christian gave his own coffin for the burial. And the funeral took place on Wednesday, July 18, 1923. Mao Zedong proclaimed the founding of the Communist People's Republic of China on October 1, 1949. And over the following years, many churches were destroyed and the grave of Charles Cullen disappeared. And then in July 2012, Columban Father Dan Troy, together with two Hanyang priests, Fathers Joseph Lee Changji and Zheng Zhuanghua, found the village of Ko Chai Zai, now named Bao Gua Shu, White Fruit Tree, and it's a small village with about 50 houses. About 30 years ago, a school was built there, but is now disused. The locals told Father Joseph that a church once stood on the property and that a priest had been buried just beside the south wall of the church. And on May 9, 2013, a stonemason erected a plaque in memory of Father Charles Cullen. That article was written by Father Neil Collins, the history coordinator for St. Columban's Mission Society. He lives and works in Ireland.